Thank you. Good morning. I'm Tulsi Khayal, graduate student from SDSU. And my topic is on soil chemical treatment impact on sodium leaching in northern Great Plains sodium affected soil. I would like to start from the salinity. I'm going to talk about the sodicity or sodium problem, but I would like to start from the soil, how the soil salinity developed in our area. It is not like the irrigation and other mechanisms that develop salinity in this area, that is mostly in the groundwater associated salinity problem on this area. And last few years, we are getting higher rainfall and higher precipitation. That's why when we are expecting on those increasing saline area every year by those higher rainfall, because all the salinity process, developing process is associated with that higher groundwater table. That water comes to the surface with the dry period, and the soil lift on those lower slope area. That is the process. That is how those foot slope area are developing in salinity. And on the lower part of this slide, it shows 2004 image and 2006 image. It's the Landsat image overlaid on the DEM, and that area. So that image shows that those saline area are increasing over the 6 year period on those low foot slope area. Because I'm going to present here about the soil sodium problem on the soil. So on the image, you can see those are the red area. Those are the highly potential sodic area on those North Dakota and South Dakota area. So these are not specifying how much is there, but all those area are more than one SAR value. So they can be the potential sodic area if we don't manage properly on those areas. So when we talk about the sodic soil, it is the ratio of the sodium that is going to affect all the soil physical properties and other dispersion dispersed condition of the soil. And it related with the soil higher hydrated size of the sodium and the just single monovalent being unable to replace all those negative charges on the soil collide. If we instead of sodium, if we apply calcium, if we get the calcium and magnesium, those divalent cations, then they will effectively neutralize all the negative charges on the soil particle, and then by neutralizing those negative charges, those soil particles will come close together and they will bind and make a good structure. So we are expecting that in those sodic soil, if we replace the sodium by the calcium or magnesium, then we can increase the soil structure. We can improve the soil structure. Calcium sources that we are hoping they're going to work is gypsum, or maybe we are available things are gypsum, calcium chloride, or we can use some sulfuric acid or sulfur that can ultimately go on the reaction and develop the calcium sulfate again. And then once all those calcium sources becomes available, they can be helpful to remove the sodium from the system. So our objective is to evaluate effectiveness of the different amendment sources to leach the sodium from the soil column. And we collected undisturbed soil column, 15 centimeter in diameter, internal diameter, and 30 centimeter length from the three side pier pond. All those sites are the eastern part of the South Dakota, pier pond, Redfield and White Lake. These three pictures show each of those three sites, how they are, how the site looks where we took those soil borrow. The first one is the White Lake site. On the top left side, that is the White Lake site where we collected those soil borrow. And on the right side, that is the Pierrepont site. And the down below, that is the Redfield site. On those field, we choose the most visible spot to pull our soil column. Once we took the soil column, we collected soil sample around that column so that we can know what is the soil character, or how, what is the sodium or other salt status at the beginning of the experiment on those soil column. Then we use the sodium, EC and SAR after saturated based extraction of those samples. Those are the treatment we applied on those soil column. Gypsum, calcium chloride, sulfuric acid, and the just nanopure as a control. Those rate calculated for each site was based on how much EXP, exchangeable sodium percentage, was on the soil. And then our target was to bring down those exchangeable sodium percentage to the 3. Based on that difference, we calculated those rate, and then we expressed those rate as a kg per hectare here. Along with those gypsum, calcium chloride, and sulfuric acid, we applied like 0.874 gram potassium bromide per column so that we can track down the water movement, and that will help to analyze the data later based on the water flow or other things. Once we took those soil column on the lab, we preconditioned with the one pore volume of water, that is like we assumed 50% will be the pore volume, air volume. Then after that, we applied our treatment on the top of the soil column, then we leased those column two pore volume of the nanopure water. Then we collected every 120 ml leachate and then analyzed, we recorded time, how long it took to leach that 120 ml, and then we analyzed those leachate for the sodium analysis. This graph shows all the treatment-wise total sodium leached during the entire period of the. This is the cumulative sodium expressed in magnesium on the y-axis, and then in the x-axis it is the total volume of water leached. So this one shows even within one treatment, we have four columns, those were very different on the leaching behavior. So that difference is, we find out it is mostly related with the initial SAR value on the soil. So we use those initial SAR of the column as a covariate to analyze the data. This graph shows how the sodium concentration reduced during the entire period of the leaching of six pore volume for the White Lake. On the top, WL is the White Lake side, and then Pierrepont and Redfield side. Sodium concentration, it decreased over time, and White Lake and Pierrepont, they were initially high in sodium, so it start from the high, but Redfield side, it was around 7 SAR value or very low sodium at the beginning, so it looks like the flat over on the same line. And the same pattern for the EC for the entire leaching period. And this is the result from the analysis of covariance after adjusting initial SAR value, and it It shows that Pierre Pond and White Lake, there was high initial sodium on the soil, or high SAR. So on those sites, on the Pierre Pond site, gypsum, calcium chloride, and sulfuric acid, all those were significantly higher, removing sodium from those columns. So on the y-axis, those are the sodium, total sodium in milligram that was removed during that leaching period. And White Lake site, sulfuric acid and calcium chloride, they work better. They removed more significantly more sodium from the column compared to the gypsum and control treatment. But in the Redfield site, it was very low sodium on those site, so none of the treatment was effective removing those sodium from the column. Then we looked the sodium removed on the solution to the initial sodium on the those soil column. That is the kind of ratio how much sodium was on the before and how much sodium based how much sodium removed on the by those chemical treatment. It looks like when we looked on the previous slide, it looks like all the chemicals were better. I mean, maybe sulfuric acid and calcium chloride was better. But on this slide, when we look the ratio, then it looks like gypsum was doing better on every experiment. And based on those data and the how much the this graph shows the permeability millimeter per hour influenced by the initial SAR value of the column. So we can see when we go more than 5, then it drops down very drastic. Then it goes near to the zero or somewhere down on the level. So initial SAR maybe somewhere 5 or 6. After that permeability drops down very low. In the summary, sulfuric acid and calcium chloride treatment removed more sodium in the White Lake site. All chemical treatments removed more sodium than control in Pierre Pond site. And none of the chemical treatment were effective on low sodium soil, that is the Redfield site. And gypsum did not remove most sodium, but ratio was higher with the gypsum. And SAR value below 13 is critical for our soil. And thank you. I did not present those data. You mean after the treatment, how the EC was on those columns, right? It dropped down somewhere 3-4. All of those, at the beginning, those were most of the soil column was like around 20, 10 to 20. But now all those are like 3-4.
We're going to hold off on any more questions for that, but let's thank Tulsi.